Now the anger of the Lord burned against Israel again, and he incited David against them to say, go count Israel and Judah. So the king said to Joab, the commander of the army, who was with him roam about now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, and conduct a census of the people, so that I may know the number of the people. But Joab said to the king, may the Lord your God add to the people 100 times as many as they are, while the eyes of my Lord the king can still see. But why does my Lord the king delight in this thing? Nevertheless, the king's order prevailed against Joab and against the commanders of the army. So Joab and the commanders of the army left the presence of the king to conduct the census of the people of Israel. They crossed the Jordan and camped in a road on the right side of the city that is in the middle of the valley of Gad and toward Jezer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Toph and Horshi, and they came to Dinjon and around the side of. So when they had roamed about through the whole land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave the number of the census of the people to the king. In Israel there were 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men.
Now David's heart troubled him after he had counted the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, Lord, please overlook the guilt of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. When David got up in the morning, the word of the Lord came to Gad the prophet, David's seer, saying, go and speak to David, this is what the Lord says, I am imposing upon you 3 choices, choose for yourself one of them, and I will. Gad came to David and told him and said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or will you flee for 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days of plague in your land? Now consider and see what answer end of the disaster and said to the angel who destroyed the people, "It is enough. Now drop your head." So God came to David that day and said to him, "Go up, erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arana the Jebusite." Then David went up in accordance with the word of God, just as the Lord had commanded. And Arana looked down and saw the king and his servants crossing over toward him. So Arana went out and bowed his face to the ground before the king. Then Arana said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor from you in order to build an altar to the Lord, so that the plague may be withdrawn from the people." Arana then said to David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what is good in his sight. Look, here are the oxen for the burnt offering, the threshing sledges and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. Everything, O king, Arana gives to the king." And Arana said to the king, "May the Lord your God be favorable to you. However," the king said to Arana, "no